Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hello?
Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before. Doc, I'm back. Doc?
He cannot be disturbed. He's busy plotting a new way to take down the superheroes.
Who asked you, you lousy clunker? And what are you doing in the kitchen?
Baking Halloween treats. Here, try one of my Halloween cookies fresh out of the oven.
Really? That's kind of your EB3.
I really do want us to get along.
Me too. Chocolate chip cookies. One of my favorites. Oh, it's got an oozy green center.
Green-colored filling for Halloween.
Looks yummy.
Yes, yummy for your tummy. Go on, taste it.
That creamy center is kind of tingly.
Oh, the cream center is hydrochloric acid. Did I forget to mention that?
You did, you rusty. Ow, it burns!
Happy Halloween.
My stomach's on fire. Water. I need water.
Come on, big boy. You can take it. You're a slug.
Why, you? Still on fire.
Don't be a big baby.
Baby? I'm gonna twist your metal neck.
What on earth is going on in here? 1102, have you lost your mind? Release EB3 at once!
When he's a heap of metal, I will, Doc.
You leave me no choice but to use the slug zapper, 1102. It's a good thing I built this weapon for moments when you get out of hand, 1102.
Thank you, Dr. Epicopolis.
Yes, of course, my dear robot. Are you all right?
My system software is slightly damaged, but it will repair.
Hey, what about me?
I'm sorry I had to use the slog zapper and send you hurtling into the wall, 1102. Look what you did to it. Now I'll have to spend money to have it repaired. I'll take it out of your salary.
You don't pay me, Doc.
That's beside the point.
Gee, you care more about the wall than you do about me.
Oh, you're built to withstand pain and torture, 1102. But your temper, it's seriously going to be your downfall.
But he started it, Doc.
Run along, EB3. I'll handle it from here.
As you wish, my great leader.
You really need to get past your petty jealousy of EB3 1102. You are both my creatures. So what if he's smarter than you, more useful than you, more thoughtful than you? You are still my firstborn creation, my greatest mistake, but my biggest reward.
Oh, Jay. Every time you call me your biggest mistake, but your biggest reward, I get all emotional, Doc.
I know. I make such a great impact on people. But you really must stop this with EB3.
But, Doc, EB3 gave me a chocolate chip cookie filled with hydrofluoric acid.
And if you would follow my dietary recommendations to lose a little weight, you wouldn't be so easily lured into indulging on sweets. And none of this would have happened. Now get up off the floor, 1102. The Epic Jet is waiting for us.
Where are we going?
It's the season of Halloween. And in the spirit of the spooky holiday, I've had a new idea on how to destroy the superheroes and take over the world. So we are flying across the country to visit an insane asylum.
An insane asylum?
Yes, and I do so love a good asylum. They make me kick up my heels and want to sing like one of those handsome fellas in a Judy Garland musical. Something about them. Maybe it's the halls filled with humans screaming and writhing in pain, their brains being tickled by plastic-gloved scientists with deranged smiles. I don't know. I guess it appeals to the scientist in me. Anyway, this one happens to be abandoned, but haunted.
Haunted?
Yes, but with my epic paranormal translator machine, I've been able to communicate with the poltergeist who dwells there.
Sounds kind of scary, Doc, especially on Halloween.
Don't you worry about a thing, 1102. I promise you it will be over quickly.
What will be over quickly?
Your life. Well, here we are. The Windham Hill Insane Asylum in West Virginia. Especially spooktacular on Halloween Eve, isn't it?
I'd prefer to be trick-or-treating, but whatever floats your boat. You still haven't explained what you meant about my life being over quickly, Doc.
Honestly, 1102, is that all you can think about? Yourself? Now, open that crumbling stone door for me, would you? Push, you weak creature, push!
There.
Excellent, excellent. We're inside. Lead the way, 1102.
But it's pitch black in here, Doc.
Oh, I have an epic light somewhere here in my bag. Here.
Thanks, Doc. I'll just turn it on and... Ah! It's an energy form, Doc.
Calm down, creature.
It looks... evil.
Don't be so judgmental, you moronic minion. Does the sight of a dolphin scare you? An elephant? No. So why should a glowing, floating, powder-white skull with fangs? Now, let me turn on my translator. All I need to do is speak into it. Hello, poltergeist thing. I'm looking for a Rick Burnett. And now it will translate accordingly.
Wow. That translation sounds super scary.
It's just a different form of language, 1102. One moment, allow me to translate.
Yeah, I'm Rick. Ah, Rick. So good to meet you. Yes, well, I am Dr. Ezekiel Epicopoulos. I believe we spoke through osmosis a few days ago about a little transaction I proposed. As you can see, I'm here with my part of the bargain.
Aren't you gonna translate?
No, no. I think it's quite clear. He's ready for me to give up a life.
A life? Oh, no, Doc, no. Why would you do that? You can't give up your life.
Not my life, you Neander dunce. Your life.
Huh?
Goodbye, my dear Slog. It was fun while it lasted.
But, Doc, I'm your ride or die.
Die being the operative word right now.
What?
You see, once you're dead, Rick here is going to possess your body and then work side by side with me to create a supernatural weapon that will cause everyone on Earth to die, including the superheroes. And in exchange, all the ghosts from the Phantom World will inhabit their bodies, forming an apocalyptic army that I will control.
Won't the humans who die turn into ghosts?
Your point?
Won't they just re-inhabit their own bodies?
Why am I listening to you? You have a pea-sized brain. I'm the genius around here.
I don't think you thought things through, Doc. I mean, I'm not even dead.
You're right. Would you mind stepping into that little circle of moonlight on the floor coming through the glass cathedral ceiling?
Sure.
Perfect, perfect. Now, based on my calculations, the lightning should break through the glass and strike you at any... I do so love the Weather Channel. It's so informative.
Doc, I...
Shh. Just close your eyes, my sweet creature. It's time to go to sleep. Eternally.
I loved you like a father, Doc. With all me heart.
What? 1102? You loved me? All this time? My creature? My creation? He loved me? Despite our bickerings? Despite keeping him locked in cages? 1102! No! Come back! What have I done? What have I done?
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Hog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington.
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trigus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Adamus!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hello?
Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each film. frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
No, no, don't take over his body, you horrible poltergeist. This has been a terrible mistake. No one has ever loved me before, not even my own mother, who abandoned me for that slack-jawed fifth-rate superhero when I was just a child. 1102! 1102!
It's too late. I now possess this creature's body. I'm flesh and blood. Once again.
No! Get out of his body! I want 1102 back! What have I done?
We had a deal, Dr. Ethicopolis.
A deal which I will no longer honor. Prepare to meet your demise. Once again, here comes the lightning bolt.
Your lightning bolt missed. And now I will summon all the spirits of the supernatural world to destroy you first.
No, I have to hide.
Get in, my ghoulish friends.
Ah! Oh, my dark stars. This insane asylum is suddenly very scary. There, up ahead, I can hide in that torture chamber. Think, Epicopolis, think! Tap into your genius mind for the solution. It's there, it's there! Wait, of course. I know exactly what to do.
There you are, Doctor. Prepare to meet your demise.
Not so fast, you paranormal parasite. It's time for you to feel the wrath of the Slog Zapper. How does it feel to be flesh and blood now, Ricky boy?
It sucks.
Then leave 1102's body at once and allow his soul to return, or prepare to feel human pain forever.
Okay, okay. You win. Where am I? Doc?
1102, you're back! Alive!
I knew you'd never leave me, Doc. Come here. Give me a hug.
A hug? What do you think this is? The Hallmark Channel? Now get off that floor, you wretched wretch, and get me out of this asylum immediately.
Get down.
The ghosts are coming. Ah!
Don't worry, Doc. I gotcha.
Hurry! The door! Straight ahead! The Epic Jet! Get on! Epic Jet, take us home!
Well, we made it out of there, Doc. Happy Halloween.
Happy? You mean miserable Halloween? The next time you try to lure me into one of your horrible little misadventures, that will be the last time you take a breath on planet Earth. Do you understand?
Whatever you say, Doc. You're the boss.
Ah, you horrible creature. I have no idea why I even created you in the first place.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Drykus of Barrington.
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Dreykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive, cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.